It's time for our Pahuska's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Huskies, Joe Tillman. Pahuska falling to 1-1 this past Friday. Huskies fell at Morrison 30-12. And Coach Tillman, we talked about it a bit last week, but Morrison, a Class A team, but a lot of history and a really solid football program.
Well, you know, I give all the credit in the world to the Morrison coaches and their players and the tradition that they have. And we kind of thought we were ready and prepared, but when we actually got down there and, we probably got a little bit out-coached, probably got a little bit outplayed, and we just weren't ready to handle an assignment of going to Morrison in their environment, at their place, their first game of the season. They were ready to play, and for some reason we thought probably we didn't respect our opponent like we should have, but some of the learning curve that we're trying to instill in the players is that we have to respect everybody. You don't have to be afraid of anybody, but you better respect them. And I have all the respect in the world for Morrison, their coaching staff, and what they do offensively. That's a hard offense to stop, and our offense had to play, had 25 plays. They ate up the clock, chewed up the clock, and we scored on special teams and an interception. We never had an offensive score. So a lot of stuff we still got to work on. We learned from that lesson. But that's what I told the team, Evan. That's where we're trying to get to. That's what we're striving to be, a type of team and an atmosphere and environment and traditionally like Morrison is.
Sounded like the game turned a bit in the second half. I know at halftime you guys were only down by 4 points, and it looks like they scored two unanswered touchdowns in the third and fourth quarters.
Yes, they did. And you know, the wing T offense is one of those grinded out, you know, 3-4 yards here. Then all of a sudden we'll stop them for no gain or a loss of one. And then they break one off for five, and then they break one off for three, and then we may stop them, but they just ground it out on us. And you know, alignment-wise, assignment-wise, we didn't have a lot of film on Morrison other than what their scrimmages showed, but they came out just kind of punched us in the face, and we were not ready. The other thing that I thought was a big factor in the game was we returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and that let a little bit of the air out of our balloon, and we thought, oh, well, we really are that good, and you know how that works. It was just one of those things where we didn't need that to happen. I mean, we'll take it any time we can, but we need to learn how to – we need to understand how to come back after a big special teams play like that and keep playing well.
So Pahuska is now 1-1 on the season, and you guys get a improved Dewey Club in your home opener. That's going to be a 7:30 kickoff at the beach this Friday, and Dewey is coming off one of their more impressive wins the last couple of seasons, a nice 6-point victory over Nowata last week.
Yeah, I got to watch the film on that game in the Adair game, and I'll tell you, Dewey is one of those, it's another football town, and I respect their coaches and their players. Watching their front seven defensively, Evan, they're tough. I mean, they're down four linemen on defense. They'll come off the ball well. They'll get after you. They get off blocks. Their linebackers are really, really understand the game of defense well. The little receiver, I believe his name is Blackman. Boy, what a gift he is. You know, can make big plays, and they like to get him in one-on-one matchups. And the running back number one and the quarterback, I believe his number is 5. They do things just really, really well. So offensively, defensively, and then they do a lot of the gadget stuff that keep you on your toes. So we've been watching the film. We've been studying our opponent and excited about the game here, our home opener here, and really looking forward to playing Dewey.
Yeah, you touched on some of those guys a little bit. Blake Timmons, their quarterback. Jonathan Blackman is their main wide receiver. Then Hunter Brewer and also Terrell Collins, their two running backs that have been running the ball hard for Dewey. And they struggled a bit defensively against Adair. You know, that's a really good 2A club. Gave up 76 sure. points, but they put up 36, mostly against their number ones there, and then they scored in the 30s once again against Nowata, historically a good defensive club, on Friday as well. So Dewey, at the very least, can move the football.
Yeah, Dewey can move the football. And you know, it always starts up front, Evan. Their offensive line will come after the ball. They'll get after you. They get to the second level. They get on our linebackers. And those are things that we're going to have to work on. Our linebackers are going to have to learn to fill gaps, understand that when Dewey pulls, what their assignments are when they see a backside lineman pull, guard, whatever, guard tackle rotations. we just have to be aware of that. But just impressed with an overall solid ball club that Dewey has turned into and coming into Pawhuska for. They're going to be excited. Their fans will probably pack the stands, and it's our home opener. So we're looking forward to a lot of excitement around here in Pawhuska.
And then what were you to look for you guys, not only on the game Friday night, but also during the week? What do you want to see people improve upon?
Well, what we have to improve upon defensively is we really have to focus on how to get off box up front and how to get penetration, understanding the opponent's offense. We have guards that pull, understand personnel, who's in the backfield. Do you have two backs, one backs, no backs? Is there a motion to empty? Those types of things to understand down and distance and to prepare mentally. Prepare mentally and understand that we can take no one for granted. We won two ball games last year. And we're trying to turn some things around, but we've got a tough schedule and don't like to look forward, but Dewey's a quality opponent. And guess what? Next week we got Hominy. And then we get a week off, then we got Tunkwall. So it doesn't get any easier for us. But, you know, Dewey's the focus right now, just letting the kids understand that the team that's coming down here, these Bulldoggers, they are a football town and have been for quite some time. So they'll be ready to play us.
Pawhuska head football coach Joe Tillman. Once again, the Huskies hosting Dewey Friday night at the beach. Coach Tillman, appreciate it, and best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you, Evan. Appreciate you.